If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Shelter from the storm.
Got my grandbaby, my husband. We just grabbed some clothes and came.
Two dead in night of chaos.
They came out with a lot of tear gas, a lot of rubber bullets.
First Lady's Night at GOP convention.
Donald will not rest until he has done all he can.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's big and getting stronger by the hour. Hurricane Laura with top sustained winds at around 115 miles an hour. It's a Category 3 barreling toward the Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana. Landfall expected early tomorrow. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson underscores the possible danger.
The storm has the potential to put 15 feet of water onto the shore. The storm surge can work inland for up to 30 miles. This storm has the potential to bring 130, 140, maybe even 150 mile an hour wind gusts to spots. That wind absolutely tears things apart.
More than 500,000 people have been told to leave the areas that could face the worst of the storm. Here's CBS's Maria Villarreal.
Sheriff's Office.
With the clock ticking, deputies delivered an urgent warning to people living in flood-prone neighborhoods. Get out or be prepared to weather Hurricane Laura from home.
We may not be able to get to you.
County Sheriff Zena Stevens stressed it will be critical for people to heed mandatory evacuation orders before it's too late.
You're going to lose electricity. The possibility of your roof flying off your house. Yeah. It could be catastrophic.
And many people have followed those orders, with some sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic as they left Galveston, where local businesses boarded up windows in preparation for the worst.
Now to Kenosha, Wisconsin, and a chaotic night in the streets. Police and protesters squaring off. Officials say someone in the crowd opened fire during the night. Three people shot, two dead. It all follows a call for calm from Jacob Blake's mother. He's the black man shot by police. CBS's Mola Lenghi is there.
I feel like I'm in a bad dream.
Julia Jackson says it's difficult to describe what her family is going through.
He didn't deserve to be shot like a pig.
I don't want your pity. I want change.
One of Blake's sisters, Letitia Weidman, called
sorry.
For action.
I'm angry and I'm tired. I haven't cried one time. I stopped crying years ago. I have been watching police murder people that look like me. For years.
The Blake shooting has reverberated in the sports world. LA Clippers coach Doc Rivers says Americans should do better and demand better treatment.
Just watching the Republican convention and this viewing this fear. We're the ones getting killed.
Well, the Republican National Convention took on a more positive tone in night two, as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman.
At the White House last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the First Lady of the United States, Mrs. Melania Trump.
Melania Trump, speaking in the Rose Garden in front of the president, Mike Pence, and around 100 others, said the country needs her husband to be reelected.
Donald wants to keep your family safe. He wants nothing more than for this country to prosper.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in a break from tradition, also addressed the convention from Jerusalem.
This president has led bold initiatives in nearly every corner of the world.
Secretaries of State usually stay away from overt political events, and in his speech, Pompeo never specifically urged people to vote for Mr. Trump. The Trump children were again in the spotlight. Two of them spoke, son Eric, daughter Tiffany. And the son of Joe Biden was in the spotlight as well.
We all know about Joe's son, Hunter Biden.
Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi blasted Joe Biden for using his office to help his son.
Joe says he'll build back better. Yeah, build the Bidens back better.
And last night's presentation also included a presidential pardon for a bank robber and...
Congratulations, you're now citizens of the United States of America.
Five immigrants becoming U.S. citizens.
The number of new coronavirus cases in the U.S. is falling to an average now of 43,000 a day. Health officials credit more widespread mask wearing. But Harvard's Dr. Ashish Jha says given the limits on testing, the numbers may be much higher.
Most of the estimates out there suggest that we're missing 70-80% of the cases every day. While we may be identifying 40,000 cases, there are probably about 200,000 cases a day.
In Florida, Miami-area restaurants will resume indoor dining with some limitations next week. Some members of the Navajo Nation are urging President Trump to intervene to stop the planned federal execution of Lesmond Mitchell, the only Native American on death row. Mitchell was involved in the murders of two people. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to step in. Now to Northern California, where deadly wildfires have burned more than 1,300 homes. Britt Stitt is on the edge of a fire evacuation zone.
If you hear a siren that goes woo, woo, you have an hour to be gone. So we've all packed bags.
A fire northwest of L.A. destroyed a sanctuary for the endangered California condor. Some of the birds, including a chick, are unaccounted for. It's believed a body found 30 miles from Fort Hood, Texas, is that of missing Sergeant Elder Fernandez. Officials say foul play is not suspected in the death. Fernandez was reported missing a week ago. Olympic legend Usain Bolt says he has no symptoms and is self-quarantining after testing positive for the coronavirus in Jamaica. Well, it's too bad fans weren't in the stands to see this.
To right field, at an angle, is there a no-hitter?
The call on NBC Sports Chicago as White Sox right-hander Lucas Giolito no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates in a 4-0 win, the first no-hitter in this pandemic-shortened baseball season. We'll talk about achievement. How about the story of a 34-year-old man who's training to be a doctor at the same Baton Rouge hospital where he used to work as a security guard? It all began in 2010 when Russell Ledet escorted a doctor into an emergency room.
I was like, well, you think I could shadow you? And he looked at me and he was like, well, yeah, why not?
He's now a third-year student and founder of a group that helps black medical students with scholarships.
To be here is heart-jolting. And me and a whole bunch of others can be a beacon of light to be like, it's okay to dream to be here because we're going to be here to help you get here.
A musical tradition in Great Britain is facing some modern day issues, as we hear from CBS's Vicky Barker.
The last night of the proms, the BBC's summer concert series always wraps up with a flag-waving group sing-along of Rule Britannia. Never mind that the flag being waved by the soprano last year was the rainbow flag of the LGBTQ movement. This year, there have been calls to ban the song, which has links to colonialism and slavery. Tosh, says Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
I think it's time we stopped our cringing embarrassment about our history, about our traditions, and about our culture.
The BBC's solution to play the music only without the words seems to have satisfied nobody. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A judge has turned down 87-year-old Roman Polanski's bid to get back into the Motion Picture Academy. 2 years ago, he was ousted for raping a minor. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.